Hello, signs of intelligent life. You're listening to the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. For this year's festival, we are tuning into the Multiversal Radio Network. You'll experience 6 science fiction stories, all about alternative futures, extraterrestrial beings, and science gone awry. Stay tuned for tonight's episode. Our multiversal radio allows us to tune into the not-too-distant future. What will happen to our animal friends as billionaires continue to heat up the planet? Could global warming create an incubator for monsters? There's only one way to find out. Up next is the creature feature, Lizard Licks, by Judy Dove.
Hey, Danny. Let's stop here and rest a minute.
No can do. Storm's approaching, and we have to be ready for when the lizards come out. With all the moisture the rain will bring, and all the heat and humidity, we'll be able to collect a lot of data on these little dinosauruses.
Unfortunately, it also brings out the mosquitoes. And I swear they're getting bigger every season.
It's the global warming. Pretty obvious. All this warming is causing mutations to run rampant. Lizards have gotten so huge that they've started to ignore their regular meals of bugs and have started going after bigger prey. Remember that coyote?
Oh yeah. Sad, really. Lucky it wasn't someone's pet. I can't imagine how surprised that coyote must have been when its dinner ate him. Shh! Listen!
Stay alert. This ain't your grandma's backyard summer lizard. Do you hear that?
Sounds like an owl clacking.
Not an owl. That is distinctly a lizard. It's defending its territory. But the intensity and loudness of the clicking indicates a bigger reptile than I've ever come across before.
Like Galapagos big?
At least.
They're so well camouflaged. Sounds like it's right in front of us, but I can't see it. Dang! Where did that thing come from?
Whoa, look at the size of that puppy. Taylor, look out! Your ankle! He's wrapped his tongue around your ankle!
Help! Help me! It's dragging me closer! I can't get it loose! Its tongue is like duct tape on steroids! Get the chicken eggs! Try to tempt it with the eggs!
Here! Take that, you herp from Hades!
It's not working! Danny, help me! It's...
No, let me out!
Hang on, Taylor. Try not to go into the stomach. I'm calling for help. 911. We have an emergency. Yes, my friend has been swallowed. By a giant lizard. I'm serious. Bring the jaws of life. We're right where Lizard Lick Road and NC97 meet. Taylor, I'm getting help. Chief, thank heavens you're here.
Are you Danny? I got your call. I just happened to be in the area investigating a possible wildfire. This rain came at the perfect time. Shenanigans! What the heck is that?
It's because of global warming. It's producing conditions that are stimulating lizards to increase in size. My friend was just swallowed by that skink. We've got to get him out before the digestion process breaks him down.
How are we gonna do that?
We've got to cool the air immediately. Lizards will stop moving if it gets cold enough. We have to freeze the lizard.
But it's the middle of summer. I could turn the hose on it, but the water isn't gonna get cold enough.
You got fire extinguishers?
CO2 coming right up.
Oh, but I have asthma.
Taylor, don't give up. We're getting you out.
Here we go.
Release the CO2! We need more! This fire extinguisher is not big enough for this baby. Whoa! Look out, Chief! It almost got you! Watch out for that tongue!
Oh, let me get the auxiliary fire extinguishers. We've got to lick this lizard!
Taylor, don't give up! We're not leaving without you!
Oh.
think we got it.
It stopped moving. Yes, you did it. It's frozen in its tracks.
But how do we get your buddy out?
Wait, what's this on the ground? It's one of Taylor's earbuds. It must have fallen out when he was struggling with the lizard.
But if there's only one, that means...
The other one is still in his ear. Taylor? Taylor, can you hear me? Do you have your phone?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can't believe he didn't get chewed up.
Lizards swallow their prey whole. Listen, Taylor, the lizard is temporarily frozen. We have no data to confirm if this freeze will be temporary or permanent on a specimen of this size, so we need to move fast. Can you move at all?
Only forwards and backwards. I think I'm stuck in the esophagus.
Your body heat is going to start raising the lizard's internal body temperature, and it could resume digesting you.
Its stomach is starting to growl.
Can you crawl back out the way you got in?
No, I mean, yes. I'm in the mouth, but I can't get out. Its mouth, it's frozen shut.
Then go the other way. Think of it as a giant slip and slide in there and scooch on backwards.
I'm having trouble breathing. The esophagus is so tight.
Calm down. Don't panic. Conserve your breath. Remember what we learned in Herpetology Anatomy 101?
In one end and out the other?
Yes. Feel your way along with your hands. Just don't lose your earbud or your phone.
I detect movement inside. I think it's starting to thaw! I hear its stomach juices starting to move.
Chief, do you have any more fire extinguishers? We need to keep this lizard from thawing.
No, sorry. No more CO2. We do have access to water, but the water temp would actually promote faster thawing.
Danny, it's crushing in here!
Taylor, you still with us, buddy? Taylor?
I think I'm in the stomach. I'm being digested!
Taylor! Feel around until you find the other hole. You need to get out before the stomach acid starts eating away at your skin. Try to find the small intestine. It will lead you out.
Where? It burns. It can't...
Taylor? Taylor! Are you still with me?
Is he... Did he?
He may have dropped his phone. I imagine it's slippery in there, but he may still be alive. Let's go wait at the other end. He should come out over here. If he can make it through the intestine. But it'll be a tight squeeze. Oh, come on, buddy. You can do it.
Oh, what's that? Is that a cell phone?
Yes. It's his phone.
I want whatever phone plan he has.
He dropped the phone, but it couldn't be digested, so it's been excreted.
So now we wait. Look! It's... the coyote?
Taylor! Taylor, buddy! You made it! Chief, grab a shoulder, and let's pull the rest of him out. Taylor, are you okay? Can you breathe? Can you hear me? Say something.
I want a beer.
Huddy, you can have whatever you want. Chief, want to join us?
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm on duty.
That's a shame. Listen, let me drag the cooler over here. Taylor, you have given us so much data to work with today. This calls for a toast. Here's to stopping global warming. Oh no, the lizard, it's thawing. Let's get out of here.
That was Lizard Licks by Judy Dove. Starring in tonight's show was Carl J. Grasso as Taylor, Aaron Summonsby as Dan, and Rhonda Lemon as the Fire Chief. Sound design and editing by Jay Zeta, and direction by Clinton Festa. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There, you can find our previous audio festivals and full audio series. And that concludes our third and final weekend of the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. Be sure to listen to our previous audio plays, Bring On the Rain by Jamie Baker Palmer, Sticks and Stones by Clinton Festa, A Close Encounter of the Toasty Kind by Eric Weil, and Threat by Susan Stedman. Thank you for listening to the CPF Radio Hour, your number one station for the greatest hits of the multiverse.